Comparing the Galaxy Watch to the Apple Watch. These are my notes from using the Apple Watch with my iPhone and Galaxy Watch with my Samsung S10. These notes have come out of the series of podcasts I have done on the Galaxy Watch in particular, plus wearing both the Galaxy Watch and the Apple Watch over the last 4 weeks or so. Hope you get something out of it. This MP3 generated via Add to iTunes as spoken text from TextEdit on the Mac. David Woodbridge, April 24, 2019. Both smartwatches offer phone connectivity and cellular connectivity. Two sizes, Galaxy Watch 42mm and 46mm, and Apple Watch 40mm and 44mm. Galaxy Watch is round whilst the Apple Watch is square. Galaxy Watch band pins need to be removed to change the band. Apple Watch bands can be slid off to change. Galaxy Watch battery using voice assistant 2 days. Apple Watch using voice over 1.5 days. Both smartwatches charge via wireless key charging. However, Apple Watch has a dedicated key charger, whilst the Galaxy Watch can work not only with its own key charger, but other key chargers. Physical controls on Galaxy Watch: clicking bezel, touchscreen, back and a home button, Apple Watch touchscreen, digital crown, and side button. Both watches have a microphone and internal speaker. Galaxy Watch can be used with Samsung and iPhone. Less functionality on iPhone via the Samsung Gear app. Apple Watch works with the iPhone. Galaxy Watch main UI features: watch face, quick actions, widgets, notifications, apps, and Bixby. Apple Watch, watch face, control center, notifications, dock, apps, and Siri. When entering in the unlock code on the Galaxy Watch, the user with voice assistant can use the bezel to rotate to the numbers which are entered in automatically after pausing for a second on the number. Flick left or right through the numbers and double tap to enter a number, or drag finger around the watch face like on a normal clock and then double tap to enter a number. On the Apple Watch, you can flick left or right through the numbers and double tap to enter the number, or drag finger around keypad number layout and double tap with one finger to enter the number. Many apps available for the Apple Watch, but not many watch faces. The reverse for the Galaxy Watch: can get to the watch faces with an either device or their respective apps. Both watches have a large watch face. The controls on the Galaxy Watch face screen seem to not be accessible with voice assistant. Fully accessible on the Apple Watch with voiceover. Galaxy Watch has a great hourly chime feature. Not present on the Apple Watch. However, the Apple Watch does have the Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse watch faces which do speak the time. When waking either watch up, touch the screen to hear the time. On the analog utility watch face on the Galaxy Watch, a mechanical ticking sound can be heard if you hold it up to your ear. Very cool. Most internal apps on the Galaxy Watch work with voice assistant besides the Samsung Flow, workouts, stopwatch and time. All internal apps work with voiceover on the Apple Watch. Samsung specific apps that work with voice assistant: altimeter, barometer, alarm, Bixby, extremely basic, calendar, contacts, email, find my phone, Galaxy apps, messages, music, news briefing, phone, reminder, Samsung health, settings, weather, and world clock. Apple Watch apps that work with voiceover: activity, alarms, breath, calendar, clock, contacts, find my friends, health, heart rate, home, mail, maps, messages, music, news, phone, podcasts, radio, reminders, remote, settings, stopwatch, timer, walkie-talkie, wallet, weather, workout, and world clock. Can install watch faces or apps directly from the Galaxy Watch or via the Galaxy Wearable app. Apple Watch apps or watch faces can only be installed from the Watch app on the iPhone. Step count on the Samsung Galaxy Watch seems to be nowhere as sensitive on the Apple Watch, i.e. Galaxy Watch seems to want a lot more movement to generate step counts. On an 8K walk, the Galaxy Watch was 1,000 steps less than the Apple Watch. Both watches do heart rate monitoring and appear very similar in their results. The Galaxy Watch will monitor stress and sleep. By default, the Apple Watch will not monitor sleep unless you install an app. Through the stress widget, Galaxy Watch offers breathing relaxation function, same as Apple Watch breathing app. On the Galaxy Watch, haptic tap is used to start breathing in and out in combination with an ascending or descending musical tone. On the Apple Watch, a series of haptic taps ascending or descending in frequency is used. Both watches let you play a sound to locate the phone and the other way around. Put hand over watch face to put either watch back into standby mode, i.e. screen off. Flight mode, mute, do not disturb, water eject, emergency SOS call, and notifications are available on both watches. Both the Galaxy Watch and Apple Watch can access Bluetooth devices. However, the Galaxy Watch allows the playing of music through the internal speaker of the watch itself as well. With the Galaxy Watch, The user has control over the volume for ring, accessibility, voice assistant, notifications, and system sounds. With the Apple Watch, there is the main system volume with voiceover's volume being independent. On the Galaxy Watch itself, only ring volume can be adjusted. All other volume settings, including accessibility volume for voice assistant, is done via the Galaxy Wearable app within sounds and vibration volume. With voiceover on the Apple Watch itself, a two-finger drag up or down the screen adjust voiceover volume. This can also be done via the Watch app on the iPhone within general accessibility voiceover. Maximum volume of voiceover on the Apple Watch S3 is lower than the volume of voice assistant on the Galaxy Watch. Both watches allow the user to make and receive phone calls using voice assistant. On the Galaxy Watch, rotate the bezel clockwise to answer a call, then double tap on the end call button to hang up. Can also double tap on the answer call button. On the Apple Watch, two-finger double tap to answer or hang up a call, or locate either answer or end buttons to answer and hang up a call using voiceover. Sending a message on either watch easiest if done via voice dictation, either from within the message app or using either Bixby or Siri. Apple Pay on the Apple Watch, fully accessible with voiceover. Wasn't able to test Samsung Pay on the Galaxy Watch using voice assistant, as screens would not speak with the screen reader. Accessibility options on the Galaxy Watch itself: voice assistant, zoom, grayscale, negative colors, mono audio, text to speech, direct access, in Apple's terms accessibility shortcut, and notification reminder. No accessibility options beside accessibility volume in the Galaxy Wearable app. There is an option to increase the speech rate of voice assistant in settings accessibility text to speech, but as my system language is set to Australia and not either English US or English UK, I'm unable to change speech rate, as both system and text to speech language have to be the same to change speech rate, i.e. grayed out for me. Accessibility on the Apple Watch itself: voiceover, zoom, reduce motion, on off labels. Within the accessibility settings of the Watch app, voiceover, zoom, grayscale, bold text, reduce motion, reduce transparency, on-off labels, side button click speed, wheelchair activity, mono audio, walkie-talkie, and accessibility shortcut, in Samsung's terms direct access, can adjust the speech rate of voiceover within the voiceover screen in the Watch app. Only option within voiceover screen on the Apple Watch is the option to turn voiceover on or off. With a voice assistant screen, users can access help and practice voice assistant gestures. Ability to toggle voice assistant on the Galaxy Watch, same for voiceover on the Apple Watch. On Galaxy Watch activated via direct mode on the Galaxy Watch within settings accessibility, then use two-finger triple tap to toggle voice assistant on or off. This command will then overwrite the two-finger triple tap for time and status. Voiceover toggled on off via the accessibility shortcuts within the Watch app under general accessibility shortcut, then press digital crown 3 times to toggle. With voice assistant running or not, you can get haptic time from the watch face on the Galaxy Watch: 2-finger tap hour, 2-finger double tap minute. So you could have a large print watch face with haptic time available and not have to use a screen reader. Voiceover running on the Apple Watch: 1-finger double tap hour minute, 1-finger triple tap minute. However, the haptic tap-tick time function needs to be turned on for voiceover via the iOS Watch app. Similar basic gestures for both screen readers: 1-finger flick left or right for previous and next item, or drag finger around screen, then 1-finger double tap to activate an item. Use 2-finger touch to silence speech. Voice assistant on the Galaxy Watch supports quick actions from the watch face with a 2-finger twice flick down to give access to settings, battery status, water lock mode, flight mode, etc. With voiceover on the Apple Watch, the control center can be accessed via 1-finger flick up or down to cycle to control center, then 1-finger double tap to activate. Both voice assistant and voiceover have a screen privacy mode, dark mode on the Galaxy Watch, and screen curtain on the Apple Watch. Turn on voiceover screen curtain within the Watch app, and dark mode within voice assistant settings on the Galaxy Watch. Voice assistant can use the bezel when navigating through most screens on the Galaxy Watch. However, there are certain app screens where gestures are required. With voiceover on the Apple Watch, the user can use the voiceover digital crown mode, which allows the use of the digital crown to move to the previous or next items on the screen, very much like the bezel on the Galaxy Watch, but will work on all screens. Voiceover on the Apple Watch when gesturing with left or right flick is more responsive than with voice assistant on the Galaxy Watch, but certainly not too slow. Neither screen reader works in power saving mode on the watches, i.e. only the actual watch function is running. Bixby is barely functional on the Galaxy Watch compared to what it can do on the Samsung phone. Siri is very functional on the Apple Watch. Appears to be no Hey Bixby on the Galaxy Watch. Hey Siri is present on the Apple Watch. Some things you can ask Bixby on the Galaxy Watch: what is the time? What is the day today? Open app name. Call contact number. Send message to contact number. What is the temperature today? Siri on the Apple Watch can do the same previous things that Bixby can do. Siri can also do, where am I? For current GPS location. Samsung decides which apps work with voice assistant on the Galaxy Watch, stopping an app from launching. Apple Watch, use any app you like with voiceover and decide yourself whether you can use it. However, you can use Bixby on the Galaxy Watch to run an app that Samsung deems inaccessible. i.e. this is the way that a user can use Spotify for playing music on the watch. In summing up, the Apple Watch offers more in respect to more apps and a more functional personal digital assistant in Siri. However, for making receiving calls messages, checking notifications, weather, world clock, and health data, the Galaxy Watch still does well. The Galaxy Watch of course will work with both iPhone and Samsung, but the lack of apps really does let it down, especially apps that are accessible with voice assistant. The end.